1/4-5.
Okay. Now, in the top right corner, what do you call that kind of support that a carpenter uses?
Top right corner?
Uh-huh.
A hose.
Okay. And right under that, what do you call that kind of support that you put a piece of firewood in?
That's a hose for wood, saw wood.
Okay.
Wood saw hose.
And right next to that, what do you call that a baby lies in?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
Roll it out.
Okay. Yeah. See, I have to get a point for this one. If this is a field, say, and a person's standing here and he wants to get over to this side, either he can go all the way around like that, or he can climb over the field and go
across the field.
Okay. Now, in this one, two roads cross like this, and there's one house here and one here. You'd say that the houses are what from each other?
In line, a distance from each other, just across the road.
Okay, fine. Now, they're just across the road like this. Now, if you move this house over to here so that it's like that, then you'd say the houses are...
They're not across the road. It's, on the corner of the road.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression kitty-cornered or catty-cornered?
Catty-cornered, that's
catty-corned.
Right. Catty-cornered.
Okay, fine. Now, let's see. That's all of these short questions. But I wonder if you would tell me a little bit about what it was like growing up here when you were a child. What you did, what kind of work you did, and what you did for fun, and you know, this kind of thing. How you spent your time.
Oh, when I was very young, we used to have ring plays like those Sally Water and much ring plays and stuff like that on Sunday afternoon. The only time we have any chance to go to play on Sunday afternoon because we got to work in the field during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Hold corn and pull out the cane patch or the rice patch and get wood in the evening and be at home tonight. Then when we get things like vegetables for the market, we got to go and pick them in the evening. We sit down at night and hull beans until about 10 o'clock or peas. And then the next 2-3 days, probably might go out in the woods and pick berries,
mm-hmm.
10 cents a quart, and come and pick.
What, blackberries?
Blackberries, uh-huh. Huckleberries.
Uh-huh.
We get it, and 10 cents a quart, we have that to send to the market to sell the next day.
Well, there was a market in Brunswick?
Over here.
Oh, on St. Sam.
We used to go down there. It's been a resort, you know. People used to come in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we raise a lot of stuff and we sell to those people. Come in the summer. During the wintertime, much going. Little oysters and fish or something like that. That can make a living off.
Mm-hmm.
And working. I didn't run the work until we got about 12 years old, I guess. And I started working then. That's the reason I didn't go to school. I didn't start school until I was 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
Because I had to take care of myself. And,
did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I got about three sisters here living. One died about a year ago. But she scattered all around. But we had to support I had to support myself. I didn't go to school because didn't have sufficient material. So I started picking up pecans for a lady down here at Fort Frederica. She gave us 50 cents a week and a quart of pecan every week, so we got along with that very well. So then her son hired us on the farm. So I started plowing mules, a horse rather.
Mm-hmm.
And after we did that, we got $1 a week.